Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Burke Visotsky, Nathan and Janet Appleman Professor Emeritus of Midrash and Interreligious Studies, with a commentary for the portion Ki Tavo. Count your blessings. Ki Tavo is a Torah portion with three parts. First, there are the curses and imprecations with which God threatens the Jewish people if we do not do God's will. As we do when we read the Torah in the synagogue, we will quickly and quietly move past the scary stuff. Second, we are commanded to bring our first fruits to the Jerusalem temple once we've settled the land, and then we're commanded to offer them to the priest in acknowledgement of God's beneficence. When we do so, we recite a fixed liturgy, reinforced, no doubt, by hearing the many Israelites ahead of us in line reciting the same exact words as the priest prompts them. Repeat after me, he says. Arami Oved Avi. My ancestor was a wandering Aramean. This verse and its sentiment should be familiar, for the Arami Oved Avi, my father was a wandering Aramean passage from our Torah reading, is also at the very heart of the Passover Haggadah. On Seder night in Jewish homes, we intone these verses to remind us that God took us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. I'm convinced that we recite these verses from Deuteronomy on Seder night, rather than the story in the book of Exodus, because our sages thought that having heard and then recited these verses while standing in a long line at the Jerusalem temple, most Jews would know them by heart and be able to recite them come Passover. Of course, this only worked for a generation or two following the destruction of the temple in 70 CE, for those who actually experienced standing in line and hearing the liturgy. Further, it requires all who recited on Passover, even now, to conveniently ignore the part of the portion that stipulates that these verses be recited with the priest, remember, repeat after me, when we bring first fruits. First fruits? But don't we bring first fruits for the holiday of Shavuot and not Passover? Well, yes. But our sages wisely recycled this liturgy and pressed it into service on Seder night because people knew it by heart. This happened before there was a Maxwell House Haggadah at every table. Arami Oved Avi, my ancestor was a wandering Aramean. One of my students correctly and accurately retranslated the verse, my ancestor was a Syrian refugee. It is in this translation that we each should have a shock of recognition. Yes, we Jews were once refugees. And frankly, not all that long ago either. And once again, there are Syrian refugees. And to be sure, there are Ukrainian refugees. Indeed, one of our wonderful new rabbis ordained just this last May at JTS is a Ukrainian refugee. Part of her rabbinate is working to help the Ukrainians fend off the Russian invasion. Perhaps we can learn that the mitzvah, the call to action of this verse in this week's Torah reading is, my ancestor was a refugee, and so I am obliged to help other refugees. We Jews, secure in our own land, recognize that through reciting the vicissitudes of our own history, that being a refugee requires action on behalf of others. Further, we must be grateful for the land in which we now live, be it here in the United States or in Israel. Just like a Russian refugee, Irving Berlin wrote, God bless America, and he wrote, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. This week's portion has a singing of our, quote, land flowing with milk and honey. Which brings me to the third part of the Torah reading that I find interesting. The Torah portion commands us, you shall rejoice in all of the good that the Lord your God has given to you and your family. Ki Tavo is chock full of the blessings that God gave the Jewish people during our wanderings in the wilderness, and those anticipated for our settlement of the land. When we get there and gather first fruits on Shavuot, we remember that we were once refugees, and we now thank God for the abundance we have. And when we celebrate Passover, we remember that we were refugees, and again, thank God for the abundance. But thanksgiving must lead to action on behalf of others. If not, our gratitude to God seems hollow, maybe even selfish. But when recognition of God's blessing leads us to reach beyond ourselves, to our Jewish community and those outside of our Jewish community, to all who are hungry and in need, to all who are immigrants who need a hand up, to all who today stand where we once stood, then our blessings can bring reward without measure. As the great 20th century biblical commentator Israel Balin wrote in what I'm sure must have been his commentary about Ki Tavo, "If you're worried and cannot sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings." I suspect Ki Tavo was Balin's bar mitzvah portion. Of course, we remember him by his stage name, Irving Berlin, whom I quoted earlier. It's up to each of us to avoid the curses, to tamp down the dissension and hatred that besets us as individuals and a nation. When we count and embrace the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, and then act upon them, we can fulfill the promise of our Torah reading: "You will be a holy people to God." Shabbat Shalom.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.